हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनाद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः In Mandukya Upanishad class, the second chapter called Vaithatya Prakaranam, we are seeing the topic of Ishvara. And today I have decided not to bring the book also to the class. I thought I will only clear your doubts. And the whole chapter is dedicated for establishing the Mithyatvam of Jagat, by helping you understand the Satyam. And that Satyam being non-dual, secondless reality is established in the following chapter, Advaita Prakaranam. And also because I'm going to India, I'm hoping to come back, definitely, there's no doubt. Definitely hoping means what? Hope is definite. You have to understand. Sir, I'm not saying I won't come back, okay? I'm not saying I won't come back. Then I can't say I won't, definite I can't use. I hope to come back. No, I'm definitely hoping to come back. Understand? Adverb goes with which thing you have to see. Okay. And then I thought, we've been coming here and going, and then some of you just have joined this particular Mandukya Upanishad class, and without having been with us for in many of the classes. And then some of you joined in between. In fact, we started, I did introduction to Vedanta in different ways, because I didn't want to make you feel bored, so different ways. Once I started when in Ninaji's house, when I started, I was doing introduction, very from the scratch. And in between, I was also teaching the meanings of Mrityunjaya Mantra and all that, just to make you really understand how to pray and all that. Then I was doing step class in Binaji's house. And in between, I also taught this mainly Medha Suktam meanings, elaborately I did Medha Suktam class. And I think we ended up in Madhavi's house. And then so many things we had been doing. And afterwards, in Woodstock, when we settled, we are doing system, all this Dhritrishya, Bhajagovindam. Bhajagovindam I did elsewhere properly, but here I didn't do Bhajagovindam. But still, all the texts we saw. And then the only thing is, the important lesson I didn't do is the value of values, which I asked all of you to do it by yourself. I think you all got together and you were doing it. I don't know how really the value of values, if you have really understood thoroughly, it must have cleared many of your doubts. The whole thing is self-analysis, isn't it? There. So it's worth redoing it by yourself at home. Anyway, apart from that, for all Rojaji's children and Inaji's children, they're all coming to my class. And also, then we are doing these classes, exclusively this introduction to Vedanta classes on Thursdays. Even playfully, we have done some classes now. Quite a number of good classes, isn't it? And then slowly going, even people who have not heard before, and it's worth listening for you, to go step by step, listen to every talk. Sometimes I might have incorporated and repeated what I said previous class and all that, but still it's worth listening once. I'm sure I can tell you that very definitely. People who have not heard it, very new, it's worth listening from the beginning. Go listen to that, and you can... It's even worth transcribing it for you to make notes properly from the beginning. You know, and it will give us some understand idea. There's one thing for other people, okay? And apart from that, I'm going to leave Pujya Swamiji's Mandukya Bhashyam classes with Radniji. So every Saturday, you can, Swamiji, only Bhashyam classes are available. In between, there will be Sanskrit, doesn't matter, but still you can listen to Swamiji's joy. So if you will play Swamiji he can play it here, and you all can listen. Every Saturday can listen. Upstairs. Huh? Yeah, upstairs. In December, December you won't have won't be available. Okay. And quietly you can go and sit there, and then you can listen, because you don't need to miss the classes. See, I wouldn't want the classes to be started because I'm not here. Class is more important then. So that even though people can think, okay, let me buy a CD or a cassette if you listen at home myself. You can do that also, not problem. But when you get together as a group, a support system, Swamiji always talks very highly of support system. Now, see, unless you're very serious, you can't do it yourself at home. Even if you do it, also nothing wrong if you come here once. Now why? Something you don't understand, you don't get sometimes. It's not just in the CD, it's on my laptop, so I can leave it with. So he it in a pen drive, and he can get it and he can play it. So every class you can come. Because you already heard I don't know only the Moola Grantha. Moola Grantha, the original text I have done. And after doing the original text alone, you should go to the Bhashyam. So because you've already done this first Agama Prakaranam, for Agama Prakaranam itself, Swamiji's talks, so many talks are there. I think it will keep you busy until I come back. What you can do? You can listen to Agama Prakaranam from the beginning, introduction to the Mandukya onwards. You can listen to some. You can listen every class when you come here. One talk, Swamiji's talk is only 1 hour talk. 1 hour talk you can listen to two times. Can pre-play it and listen, or you can listen two class talks, depending upon how you feel. You can talk running, adjust, you can listen. So that you will listen to that. By the time you finish it, then afterwards you can enter into the Vaitithya Prakaranam also. You can come up to this establishing the Mithyatma of the Jagat. Until then, maybe Ishwara topic you can wait. For which itself we have some 80 talks or something. 80, 70 something is there. 60 something, 70 talks.
After the 10th, you should be back.
Should be back. The immigration allow me, I'll come back. Now I got visa, no problem, nothing to worry. I got visa till 2014, nothing to worry. And visa is not a problem. Anyway, what I'm saying, that you can listen. I don't want to miss the classes, okay? And apart from Gita home study class, somehow it's a very sad thing. Was going in full swing. After we have come to the 13th chapter, Ishvara. I don't know, 13th chapter, second verse is there for past two and a half months. We are not able to proceed. Somehow, I don't know what happened.
Chapter 50 pages commentary.
Not lucky 13th?
Second verse.
Yeah, because which means 13 plus 2. We have come to 15th. Anyway, I don't know. Somehow it's been, something or other happens, and then a sickness or something. Somehow, I couldn't go for that. Even I couldn't go for the class. Can you believe? Only you can have an excuse. Therefore, please see that Gita home study classes are continued. Again, like how you were doing before. Your group is going on with the David G., Alan, John Wilson, the whole group. Okay. See that all the group, wherever, I think Richard's group is going on very well. He said, every Sunday they regularly meet. So what I'm saying, see that you continue Gita home study classes. And what you can do, this 13th chapter, because it is the second verse which you are stuck now, I think every one of you must do some homework. Read every page, 48 pages of explanation. It may sound little bandy, but read it thoroughly. Maybe when you come, I can give you a percentage. What I couldn't do, I will try to do that there. You can read it and understand, make a small notes of that. So you will know what are the Purupakshas presented, what are the objections raised, and what are the answers given, how the objections are refuted. You can understand. That is, it will become a clear understanding of those first, that verse, second verse. So see that you continue Gita home study. Gita should go simultaneously, That's very good, because especially the chapter which you are doing now, actually after 12th chapter, 13th chapter onwards, Aikyam, Jiva Ishwara Aikya chapters begin 13th. You know that? First six chapters, Tvampada Lakshyartha, you know, the actually Swarupam of individual is the main discussion of the six chapters. And the Ishwara topic is very enjoyable topic. Which is, you know, who is Ishwara from 6th, 7th to 12th. And the 13th onwards, actually, Jiva Brahma Aikyam. That is why it may be lots of objections coming on that. Actually, what the main subject matter, the focus, attention focus is on the Aikyam. Isn't it? Oneness. And the Jiva and Ishwara. Last six chapters. And the 13th, where we have come and we are stuck now? I don't know. You are not able to proceed at all. So that see that you continue that thing. And even if you have covered that also, that's a different thing. You can still start from second chapter and see the second chapter. Are we able to, now the second chapter verses also chanted and then put up. So you see that you are able to chant the verses, are able to get the words correctly and understand the content of every verse. And actually overall, what is subject matter of second chapter? Suppose somebody might ask you, happening these Gita home study classes, you've been studying for a long time, all of you have certain common general understanding, okay, what Vedanta says. Tattvamasi, etc., you can say that. Somebody asks you, okay, you've been studying Bhagavad Gita, what is Bhagavad Gita? Will you be able to explain what is Bhagavad Gita? Because you'll be able to say that. What is Bhagavad Gita? Somebody asks you. As you suppose, if you have to really speak to some people who like to listen to you. Not about everything. Bhagavad Gita, you can say Bhagavad Gita is it is part of Mahabharatam, an epic. So what subject matter of Bhagavad Gita? You can say, Jiva Jagat Ishwara is subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. You can say that. But why it's called Brahma Vidya? Why it is called Yoga Shastram? And how it teaches you how to live a life of Dharma. How to live a life of Karma Yoga. Even Upanishads you can find out, you have to live a life Karma Yoga to prepare your mind, Upanishads will say. But how to live a life Karma Yoga, that is said only in Gita. So what is Karma Yoga? What are the two lifestyles? That's the main thing we have to understand. What is Pravritti Margaha? What is Nivritti Margaha? And what are the Purusha? What the Purusharthas are? And how it is no Purusharta is unimportant there. Every Purusharta is important. And what it means by saying living a life of, following Pravritti Margaha, living a life of Karma Yoga. And how it is very important. And how that doesn't make the life complete. But without that, knowledge is not possible, isn't it? Without jnanam, Karma Yoga will be incomplete. And without Karma Yoga, jnanam is impossible. How it contributes for preparedness? All these things you must have very clear picture. So better what I'm saying, without any hesitation, start from page number 1 of Gita home study. Apart from 13th chapter you meet on Wednesday, you read. That's a different thing. At home, I'm very seriously telling. Start from page 1. And where in page 1, Swamiji starts with the word ape. I think. Therefore, and then he starts with the difference between animals and human beings. That's the best introduction. You cannot give better introduction than that. Unless you differentiate a human being first, you differentiate human being from other living creatures. Only then you can talk about the Purusharthas. Because why human being alone is interested in pursuing the ends? There's something pursuit is only human pursuit. There's no animal pursuit, isn't it? A pursuit is only for a human being. If you have to understand, only there are human pursuits, which means who the human being is in the whole jagat, the scheme of things. What is the place of a human being? And to understand why there's a human being alone has the pursuits, you need to distinguish human being from other living creatures. Therefore, it starts with that very beautiful, this very important, please, without any hesitation, without, oh, I've been hiding for so many years, again, should I go back? Don't think. It's not a waste of time. It is every fraction of second you spend for page one, page two, page three is worth spending. Because it will contribute tremendous amount of clarity, really, for your clarity. Please start with page one and see every paragraph you read very clearly. Don't read fast. I was always dissatisfied with your reading. I never told this because I didn't want to say this. Because when I went for this test, English test, I won't tell you about English test. I went for an English test. And then there was many passages I was asked to read out clearly, loudly. I have to read it out, the passages they're giving. They put us in a small room and then eight of us have to read. And by the time I started reading the instructions, all others started reading. The many other people, they read, the way they're reading, I could not hear anything here properly here. Everybody was, even seven, eight people reading aloud, how will it be? In one small room. There's no, not very, very close, no cabins, they're very, very close. Very funny. No, why I want to say this. Anyway, so that's why I don't think I would pass. So I didn't even look for the result. Anyway, I don't want to bother. So, what a big sannyasi appear for exams. All the free person, what is this for? Okay, anyway, what I'm saying, yeah, the most important thing is reading very, very clearly and slowly is important. When you get together also, you've been reading, I'm not unhappy, but I'm not that satisfied. Still, you can read it. Because I think you need to be more focused there. And then a distraction and read. No. So at home itself, because he at there, when you read at home, like Rojaji is reading regularly, you when you read at home, you can read, you don't read to yourself, you don't need to read aloud, isn't it? Only in the Gita home study, the group study, you have to read it loudly. The reading is more, actually the group study is more for support system, you have to go. So it's very good to be part of the group. At home, you see that every day, I tell you, every day make it a point to read at least one page. One page. If you keep at least one page a day, Bhagavad Gita, if you keep, in a month's time, you can finish 30 pages. Even if you take, okay, 4 pages, 4 days working culture here. So you can say week. In 4 pages a week, if you read also, it's enough. Still you can finish in 4 weeks, 16 pages, thoroughly. So the rest of the 3 days when you have, and you can make some notes of what you have under. Even the book is available. If you make notes of your own, after reading, understanding, retaining it, put in the paper, become assimilated, you will be able to tell this. Because high time, if you can find somebody who can listen to you, not as a teacher, just sharing a little bit, you know, anybody she's available, who's available, just catch hold. And definitely you should please talk about it. Because it's good for you, definitely you're not doing any harm to others. I'm not saying don't need to go and tell, I'm a teacher, you're a student, come on, stop, listen. It's a bit, not, but still it's very good to share. You know, I'm going to tell even the my Thursday students to do the Gita home study hereafter. Somehow they can meet here itself or somewhere, or they can... Somehow I want to introduce them to slowly, isn't it? It's good to for them to, because they all got books. They can do that also. And I start from the scratch of page one, and if you read from the day, page one, when you, the introduction to Bhagavad Gita itself has to become very clear, where Swamiji discusses every topic he says. And he first distinguishes the difference between animals and human beings, then he talks about that very important 3 points he mentions there. The human being is blessed with the free will and he is blessed with the self-consciousness, the knowledge I am, and he knows, he has knowledge of right and wrong. Isn't it? The 3 things which distinguish a man from other animals. Thereafter he talks about the 4 purusharthas. And after this he talks about the dharma. The dharma comes, it doesn't, he says, he talks about the samanya dharma. No, the cultural values, individual values and universal values. And afterward, he explains why Gita is called Brahma Vidya, why it is called Yoga Shastram. That's very important. Why Bhagavad Gita is called Yoga Shastram? Why Bhagavad Gita is called Brahma Vidya? Introduction to Vedan Bhagavad Gita has to become very clear. See that those pages, you please read, understand thoroughly. Don't take it, it's not simply understanding, attending some meditation classes and then meditating upon truth and becoming and all that. It is slowly, you don't know how the clarity is enhanced by this reading. So read it. When the introduction is very thorough, if you are very thorough with the introduction, then enter into the dhyana shlokas. The dhyana shlokas you may find a little boring because too long compounds and things words. And then, but there are some chanting available. Even if you don't want to do it, just read it, read the word by word meaning, then see what Swamiji is trying to explain. Suppose, for example, you take the first dhyana shloka. The very first dhyana shloka, the verse you may, Om Parthaya Pratibodhitam Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam Vyase Nagrathitam Purana Munina. We get this whole verse. And there, this is a very simple meaning. Oh, Bhagavad Gita, I make it upon you. Revealed by Vyasa, the ancient sage, to Arjuna, consisting of 18 chapters, who showers the nectar of Advaita. That is, says all these things, simple words. But when you go to Swamiji's explanations, that is more important. He explained, Bhagavan. What is the meaning of the word Bhagavan? What does the word Bhaga mean? Then, why Bhagavan? And from there you can make out the meaning of Bhagavati, from a gender also. So this is a general understanding of the meaning of the word Ishvara. Isn't it? So all small, small things. And when he talk about, when he explained the whole battle was likened to a big river. The river. And then this, so that's all comparison. You can just read once. Once it is worth reading. And when he explained that Vasudeva Sutam Devam, and then that the Dhyana Shlokas are very good. So read the Dhyana Shlokas once, and understand each verse meaning, 9 verses are there, and try to understand everything. At least even if you don't remember the compounds, doesn't matter. What is revealed in English? If the whole thing Dhyana Shlokas meaning you can read in English, understand. What is actually revealed in the 9 dhyana shlokas, which is not part of Bhagavad Gita, which is interpolation, which is actually later on, which is added as dhyana. Doesn't matter. It's been there sampradaya for many, 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 many years. You don't know how and all that. So you can read 9 verses. Later when you enter into first chapter, people always ignore first chapter thinking it's nothing is there. Because it only presents the list of warriors and battle and the context of Bhagavad Gita was in the first chapter. So which means, you can just read it once. What Arjuna? What the Vishada? What is the name of the first chapter? And what is actually, what is the context of the Bhagavad Gita teaching? The teaching, you have to understand the context of the teaching, which means how was Arjuna? How Arjuna was, what was his state of mind? And what is the, in which state he really wanted Jnanam? How when you feel very low, you will not feel like doing anything. You want to give up everything and run away. You can understand this context. All for you to understand, place yourself like Arjuna and see your situation. He was in the battlefield, but, understand the whole thing. Then really you will see, my God, it is Jnanam. You can discover Vairagyam. Vairagyam will come. Everyone like Arjuna has one's own really lot. Everyone has one's own lot. You would never pay attention to our lot. If you pay, really, you will have this passion. Isn't it? Then, that is what the whole first chapter is for you to help you to have dispassion, to become dispassionate. And when by the time you go to the 8th verse of second chapter, you have to ask Nachaita. We will definitely ask Karpanya Doshopahata Swabhavaha. Prichamitvam dharma sammodhacheta yachreyasyan nischitam bruhitan me sishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam. We all, by the time we go to second chapter, 8th verse, we should be able to ask like Arjuna. Arjuna was so desperate. Sishyahate aham Mam Shadhi Twam Prapannam Mam Shadhi. Oh Lord, please protect me, the one who has surrendered to you. Please tell me only that which will remove my sorrow for good. You know, that sutta, that means we are not able to ask Bhagavan like that, which means we are not at really mature. We are not really serious. We are not really understanding our problem. Really. Why? Because having come to Mandukya, suppose you're all very new, I would not have told this thing to the Thursday class students, but I'm telling you all because you come to Mandukya. Having come to Mandukya, if you're all like others, simply coming and going means what? We are not at very serious. Because life, we do not know what's going to happen next day. I'm not asking you to become very depressed, frustrating, okay? I'm just saying the truth. We do not know what's going to happen next day. Your time is so precious. We had to be serious. We can't afford to be really taking things lightly, isn't it? We had to be serious. And we had to see that why Arjuna is asking that means, and really, are we serious at all? How serious are we about this? No, because I have nothing else to do. Sometimes, you know, Swamiji always says, people like this because they cannot do anything better than this. Therefore, they come here sometimes. Because I don't know what to do. If something else will keep me busy and engaged, if something else will keep me pleased, and I will miss this and go. I come here because I cannot do anything better than this. I don't know what to do, how to kill my time. Thank God you are not, just because I'm not going to pub or anything else, that doesn't mean that I'm doing something great. But am I really serious? Am I coming with real seriousness or because it is better again, isn't it? It's not for just, of course we do have that the joy of meeting all of us and being part of this group and things. So we don't need to deprive ourselves of that pleasure. We should have it. But still, how serious are we? Now, Vedanta needs some seriousness. Definitely some seriousness. Which means, so that sort of a thing. So second chapter, and read from 11th verse. But you, if you are thorough with the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, you don't go to first chapter. So you must be thorough with that. Then read Dhyana Shlokas. Then afterwards, read the first chapter. Read the first chapter. You don't need to memorize everything in first chapter. Just have an idea. What is the first chapter? Read it from verse number 1 to the last verse. Read everything in English. Read the Sanskrit part, even if you can't read Sanskrit, doesn't matter. And try to understand what is the content presented in the first chapter, actually. You should know that. Then go to second chapter, start from the 8th verse onwards very seriously. That 8th verse, really, you should think that you are praying to Bhagavan like that. You know, that must be that. Then 11th verse onwards, each verse, even if you don't like Sanskritam, doesn't matter. Read the verse, read the word meanings, then afterwards, leave it. Don't need to worry about that. But see that the whole explanation, every paragraph, read line after line, understand, then stop with every paragraph, each paragraph, what it is, where it is supposed to read the next one to get the whole meaning, then read it, follow. See that every verse, when you finish the whole verse's explanation, and see what you have understood from that, the whole explanation of that one verse, 11th verse. Then go to the second. When you come to 16th verse, I tell you pages of pages and pages of explanation is there. All Bhashyam. So understand the meaning there. Read word. Then for long, if you had long explanation and there and see that you understand every page after page after page, read page after page, see what you have understood, put it in writing. Then when you finish all the pages, you can read them all together. You can see what you have really understood from 48, 50 pages of explanation of one verse. You can't do it one stretch, isn't it? Read page after page. When you read one or two pages, and try to put in writing. Then go for the next page. See that you are thorough with everything. So that as a whole, the whole 16th verse's explanation will be very clear in your mind. Like that, you please do it. If you can finish the introduction, Dhyana Shlokams, and second chapter before I come back, amazing. I don't think you can do it. But still I'm telling you very seriously. Very seriously I'm telling you. Okay? Please do it. So Gita Homsali, every day you have to be doing at home. Wednesday should be meeting in Woodstock. And then people who can't come to Woodstock, who are living near Alexandra Palace, they can read at home itself. They need not travel all the way this far. Okay? And but they can still, if possible, they can come on Skype. Okay? Join you, the group. That would be a good idea. Can you see that all of you continue? And don't hesitate to have the books, okay? I have still two more sets of books. If anybody wants, you can come and take the books. And if you don't want to pay here, then when you go to India, you can buy the books also. It's not a problem. This is what I want to say, this thing. And so you'll be listening to Mandukya on Saturdays here in Spire Court. You'll be attending Gita Homsari class on Wednesdays in Woodstock. You'll be reading every day at home. And plus, whatever you want to do, you can do. Okay, these three things my homework for you. And the Sanskrit students. For Sanskrit, before I come back, you see all of you thorough with the vowels and consonants, how to write and read. Okay, every day you have to write. I have given you some copyright books also. You know, you just don't worry about anything else. See that, read and read. And when, because you know the words now, when you take, the Sanskrit students don't think of any of the big exercise. You see that we practice your vowels and consonants, repeatedly write and see, repeatedly practice. Every day 10-15 minutes just take and scribble some pad and then write and write and you'll get the letters somehow. And then try to write the then conjunct consonants. No, the letters, conjunct consonants, not one. You practice. Afterwards, try, just now what you can do, when you take the Gita book, when you are reading, suppose Nasato Vidyate or Avinashitad Vidhi, when you are reading the verses, see, take one Gita verse and try to see whether you are able to recognize each letter in that each word. As a good practice, at least you are with the Bhagavad Gita and also with Sanskrit. First, you don't need to worry about the meanings. Whether are you able to read it fluently? You know, we're able to recognize letters. It's, oh, which you got is I don't understand. Then practice it. Find out. Okay? That is the homework. It's a very good homework, isn't it? For you to take your practice, write, learn to write vowels and consonants, conjunct consonants, then read Gita verses. Because, that's, you know, you can try to read. Take one verse and read one verse for 2 hours, doesn't matter. Try to read only Sanskrit without looking into transliteration. Try to read it. If you are able to read it, you are able to understand and try to write the same verse. One verse, just not all the verses I'm asking you to write. Take one verse and write that one verse. As you're writing, you should be able to, you know, remember what you're writing. That's the best way of improving your Sanskrit knowledge. Then afterwards, Bhagavan wishes, when we meet, then I'll tell you how to go ahead. Okay? This is the thing. Please don't forget this. Enough homework, isn't it? And even now, people have not yet expressed their wish to come to Coimbatore. Even now, if you decide to come, please let me know. If you can't decide, before I go, let me know. Because Muruganji and Lakshmiji is thinking, are they thinking, can I join them for 1 week? Only 1 week we can go. Kevinji, I'm leaving him because Kallam is there, so I don't know, I'm not compelling him to come. Us are all working busy, so we don't say. Yeah. This is all the reading. Say Sanskrit homework, Gita homework, Upanishad homework. And then also introduction to Vedanta, I told you to listen, some people. Then, I don't know how you have to be serious about it. And then, every day I'm asking, how many of you, many of you have been practicing meditation for a long time. How many of you have been doing japam? See, pre-preparation for meditation is japaha. In Vedic culture, doing japa is the most important, necessary, most necessary, this is a discipline. How many of you have been doing japa in the mornings? How regularly have you been doing it? Put up your hands, let me see. I have given some mantra person for many people I have done here also. If you have not been doing, it's okay, not a big crime. But here you can't afford to be the same. You have to start somewhere. I tell you, the best auspicious time. We had one Amavasya after that Navaratri. We had nice Vijayadashmi day. Doesn't matter. Even now again, if you have been doing all day, that's fine. If you have stopped all day, again you can start it. The best time comes November 13th. Again, 13th is a good day. November 15th. November 15th, Dvitiya Tithi, Shukla Paksha, after Amavasya, you can start your japam from that day. Shubhasya Shigram, you can start even from tomorrow. Why we start such days? Because so that it will not have any break. You will not, it won't break. And then japam is very, very, very important. And when you do japam, you can do it mentally. Mentally, if the japam is done, suppose Om Namah Shivaya if you are doing, do it mentally. When you are doing it mentally, means you don't need to, or even the, sometimes people come and tell me, I do it mentally, but my tip of the tongue, you know, somewhere goes inside, moves. You have that problem, don't worry about it, it will go slowly. Do it mentally. And if you think, if you are not able to focus, very difficult, then do it softly, orally. But when you are doing it softly, orally, or you are doing it without moving the tongue inside, mentally you are doing, try to, what people ask me, should I do the meaning or what? You don't know the meaning, okay? It's just to hold your attention. What a chanting happens to Bhagavan Nama, just see that your attention is, and when you are doing it, your attention, the whole attention is in that, just the word, when you're, what you are chanting. That is why even those in school, they heard the Rama, Japa, they didn't tell the meaning. Still, one good thing was, they are asked to focus on the sound, isn't it? Attention must be in Rama Shabda. It's a good thing. The attention was in Rama Shabda. But it's a very meaningful word, it's a different thing. You know, what I'm saying, focus, whether you are doing Rama Japa, or Namah Shivaya Japa, or Namo Narayanaya, or any other mantra, suppose Dakshinamurti mantra, I tell you the most. As Vedanta students, as spiritual seekers, aspirants, genuinely committed to this moksha and jnanam, if you really want, if you think your effort, if you are really making genuine effort, and if you want your effort to be blessed, if you really effort to be fruitful, you need Bhagavan's grace, then best is Dakshinamurti Mantra Japa. Okay? You can do that. Dakshinamurti is also Lord only. Rama is also Ishvara. Dakshinamurti is also Ishvara. Different names of Ishvara, isn't it? The more you do Rama Japam, the more you'll become committed to Dharma. That's one something. You know, the Krishna may be flexible, but still you will be blessed with something. Shiva means you become really quiet. So some Nama have certain things. Anyway, so it doesn't matter which word mantra you like, already you are doing Rama Japa, please continue with that. But see that you are with it. Rama, Rama. I don't know how you are doing it. So we had a slight melody so that attention can be heard. Rama, 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 Rama. Means sometimes you may not. Now that's also good, but still it's difficult. Means Rama, 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 when you do one Nama, you don't know Ram 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 Ram, one night finished. No. That is why full mantra. Nama Japa means you have to take this you have to wait 108 times. No. One beat. Ram 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 Rama, Rama, Ram. Rama, 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 Rama. Rama, Rama, Ram. Rama, 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 Rama. Rama, Rama, Ram. Got it? So that in each thing, five names. But why? Because the mind will be in that. If you like Rama, do it, no problem. But when you say Namaha, then Namaha is very significant word. Every time you say Namaha, that's where Rama is just the name. Om Ramaya Namaha. 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 When you do it, the Namaha is very significant, because every time you say Namaha, you are implying your prayer, O Lord, I offer myself to Thee. Please accept me. How can Lord accept you? By revealing His Swarupam to you. Revealing Bhagavan Swarupam to you. As yourself, as your own Swarupam, is in fact Lord accepting you. Understand? Actually, every time you say, I offer myself to Thee, that is the meaning, Namaha. When you say, I offer myself to Thee, what does it mean? You say, you know, you reveal Thy Swarupam to me. You ask for Jnanam. In Namaha, the specific prayer implied is, please give me the vision of the truth. 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 Once you ask, Bhagavan may not hear. 108 times, please give me the vision of the truth. Please give me the vision of the truth. Please, 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 oh Lord, please. You're pleading, begging. So, Namaha is very significant. Understand? We say Rama Rama is fine, not bad. It just holds attention there. But if you do this Namaha ad, it becomes a japa, it becomes a sort of a preparation for meditation. It is meditation becomes. If you are able to do it completely focused mind, if you are able to focus on the mantra and do it mentally, it is meditation. After meditation is the mantra. We add Namaha, without your knowledge, it also becomes a prayer. Isn't it? You convert to meditation as a prayer also. Prayer means extra, you have done something, isn't it? Karma. Dhyana means one karma. The mental activity, which is a prayer, therefore it's another karma, which you should have more phalam. Understand what I'm saying? Therefore, that's why Namaha is good. That's why we say, Om, now suppose, Om Ganganapataye Namaha. Suppose some people like, Om Ganganapataye Namaha. Om Ganganapataye Namaha. Om Ganganapataye Namaha. Om Namo Narayanaya. Then Namaha comes before. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Only one thing. All are equally good, equally effective, powerful. Nothing is superior, nothing is inferior. But hold on to one thing. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namah Narayanaya, don't confuse it. Okay? Just any do one thing is Om Namo Bhagavate. Namo comes first. ओम नमो भगवते दक्षिणा मूर्तये. दिस इज द वर्शिप, बिकॉज वर्शिप विच प्रेयर इज इम्प्लाइड. देन स्पेसिफिकली यू आस्क फॉर थ्री थिंग्स, मह्यम श्रियम मेधाम प्रज्ञांच प्रयच्छ स्वाहा. मह्यम टू मी, प्रयच्छ गिव, गिव मी, मह्यम प्रयच्छ. वॉट शुड यू गिव मी? Shrihi, all forms of wealth, wealth in its entirety. Medha, good power of intellection. Oh Lord, please bless me with a good power of intellection that I will be able to understand the teaching properly. I will be able to retain what I have understood correctly. And I will be able to assimilate and ascertain what I have retained, understood and retained. Therefore, this is the prayer, Medha. If all this Medha is there, then you will have what? Clear vision, which is prajna. Prajna means clear vision of the truth. Therefore, prajna cha, cha, and give me these three. These three words, I tell you, you are asking for the whole. Only this much I had to ask. I want that, I want this, I want that. What all you want, everything is really locked in this one word, Shrihi. One word, Shrihi, has what all you want. And what Bhagavan expects you to want, ask, that is prajna. Understand? One must be mature to ask for prajna. One must be very, really intelligent and mature to ask for Medha. Any Tom, Dick, Harry can ask for this thing. But here you are the most intelligent person asking for everything. Mahyam, Shriyam, Medham, Prajnancha, Prayachcha, Swaha. The Swaha is like, I offer myself to thee. It reveals what the word Namaha conveys. Salutations to thee means you are bowing your head to the feet of the... You are bowing your head to the Lord. You bow your head means where? At the feet of the altar, Lord. So bowing one's head, the feet of the Lord, the altar, implies what? When you are like this, Bhagavan's feet is here, just symbolically. There's distance. When you bowed, you touch the feet. Whenever you bow, bowing the head implies touching the feet. When you touch your feet, you are non-separate. There's no distance between you and Bhagavan. Understand? This is the real meaning. That is why the Pada Puja is so important in our culture. The padam are not available, they'll at least they catch hold of, you know, even the paduka puja. The idea is, they become very ritualistic. Actually, the idea is, that is why don't it really go and physically do your head like this. At least express that prayer, what implied by that, word namaha. You do 108 times, namaha, 1008 times, namaha, 1,008 times, namaha, always any number, the multiples of 9 we take and we used it. Then we say this japa when you do 108 times. Any japa will be 108 times. Because, which means you will have to spend at least 10 minutes you have to sit together. One person told me every day I practice 2 hours of meditation. One lady called and told me from Aharo. I sit in meditation for 2 hours. It's not an easy thing. 2 hours you are able to sit in meditation. What do you mean by meditation then? You're able to sit 2 hours without your attention moving. I do sit for 4 hours, 5, 8 hours of puja also. But is it meditation? Of course we try our best to be there. That is why we sit for the pujas, longer pujas. We try to be focused, try to be focused, try to be focused, try to be focused. Therefore, Therefore, you don't need to worry about special meditation for jnanam. Study of the shastram in the form of shravanam and shravanam, proper shravanam will slowly take you to the next step of mananam. The mananam will slowly take you to nididhyasanam, which is the meditation. And for which, whatever I am telling you now, whatever you do other than nididhyasanam is not actually dhyanam which will bless you with the knowledge of the truth. No. You only prepare your mind for jnanam. It will not give you the vision of the truth. Vision of the truth means only contemplation. And contemplation is possible only if you have mananam. And mananam, you don't need, how to do mananam, how to do, don't worry, do shravanam. Shravanam will naturally next take you to mananam. It will become by itself. That's what from day one I've been telling, the class will become nididhyasanam. I've been telling this. But one needs to do shravanam for length of time. And we have our own power of the pratibandhas. You know, pratibandhas. See, even if you are a very serious student, you can't help pratibandhas. Physical health, back pain, stomach ache, headache, migraines, and then cold weather, and then rains, and then somebody is not well at home. How can you come leaving something? So lots of pratibandhas. You can't help. You can't just ignore everything and sit peacefully in dhyanamana, listen to Mandukya class. You can't do that. It would be disturbing, isn't it? It's very natural for you to be disturbed. To ward off all those things, you need to be very, very prayerful. That this japam will help you. It becomes meditation. It becomes a prayer which will make it serious. It will help you win the grace. It will help you even ward off the obstacles. Because when you say every day, Mahim Sriyam Medam Pragyancha Paichaswaha, Mahim Sriyam Medam Pragyancha Paichaswaha, Mahim Sriyam Medam Pragyancha Paichaswaha, Bhagavan has to choicelessly ward off the obstacles. Because you ask for it and somehow you pick up something, isn't it? There's a japam is very good. Without japa, what discipline is there for you now? As a spiritual person, I'm not asking you to light the lamp and take the bell and food, cook and offer and do big naivedyams and off. Difficult, isn't it? Don't need to do all those things. Japam, if you are doing, have shower, definitely after shower, not before shower. You can do japam even before shower also. If somebody is very old, 90-year-old, Tata, I saw this morning, old grandfather, he was coming and walking around, somebody he was sitting and then reading something, you know. So such old people are there, sick people, old people, sick means they are exempted. They can just lying down, they can do jap mentally because they're sick. But if you're healthy and be thankful to Bhagavan for keeping you healthy, you're okay. Sometimes you're not well. Those days you're allowed. Really not well, I can't get up, I can't really have shower now. Okay, that time you can relax. Otherwise, always, it's a discipline. Because once you lie down and sleep, after sleep, during your sleep, the body is as good as a corpse. Really, it's a dead body. That is why in our culture, we don't even touch the bed once you wake up and have shower, wear the fresh clothes. You're not supposed to touch the bed again. I'm not asking you, it's all not practical in this country. Come on, Hamnaji, we are very, very most impractical person. We won't even come to your class next time. Come on, this woman will get a job. Please don't take it. Ignore me, what I'm saying. It's all small, small things, discipline, isn't it? I'm not asking you not to touch on all those things. We are not supposed to, really speaking, if I touch again, I have to have shower. That's why many times I sit in the sofa. Don't go also. Not practical. At least what I'm saying, see that when you get up in the morning, brush and then have shower, then do japa. Understand? This is really something, because once you have shower, you're wearing fresh clothes. You know, I can understand that you can't wear jackets and all every day, but it's at home in your home. You can really wear clean clothes. you know, what you keep it on for, at least keep one set for, exclude for jap, mal, some things. It's good, isn't it, sometimes, because you don't need to, sometimes you don't wash every day and all. You see people doing it. In India, we have to wash every day. Everything should be washed and put and then everything must be washed. Nothing we should wear, anything which was worn yesterday. But here you can't do it. The cold weather will be difficult to dry and all that. So keep one set of dress, exclusive after shower, wear it, sit and do japam, remove it, and when you get dirty clothes and go to work and all that. Easy, isn't it? Got it? So it would be very, you do that and see how you feel so light and cleansed. You do it regularly for, you see, even if you start, you will see the difference in 48 days or 90 days. You will see the difference. You do it with Shraddha. Is it difficult to do? Tell me. Is it difficult to do japam? No, no, that I won't say. Vedika Madhav, I will not say, tell you definitely 4 o'clock. I never say 4 o'clock, okay? I used to get up every day at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock I finished my pujas in Coimbatore and here I had to ask, what is 4 o'clock? I myself don't get up because I hardly sleep in the nights and then I wake up 6 o'clock, 6:30, like that, 7 o'clock. So I won't say that, you know. Even if you find it difficult to do, okay, and people who are working and rushing, if they can't, see, this is the Rishi Muranji has a doubt. Morning is japam difficult, isn't it? If you're working, you have to rush in the morning. Suppose some people have to go to work in the morning, getting up and cooking and then packing and food and things. If it's difficult, then at least when you come back from work, at least the evening sandhya, sayam sandhya, before food. Not night, 9 o'clock in the night, definitely. Unless you come back home very late. Definitely 6:37, maximum. If you're very, no, because you're delayed at the office, traffic, and you can't come back home, get back home early, then you see that you do it at least 9 o'clock. What to do? At least weekends, you can get up in the morning and do. Make it a point. Weekends means Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm home. Definitely, I do it in the morning. You know, it's a regular, it must be discipline. Don't need to do anything big. And in this country, because everything is, you can't, I can't tell you to light the candle and lamp and all those things. At least do that. Japam is a must. Okay? Because that will help you a lot. Look at this. I didn't speak anything 1 o'clock, no. Okay, you can go for tea and come back and let me... any doubts you have... you can ask your doubts, actually. As opposed to answer your doubts. Is it clear?
Swamiji, quite often what you call in japam, people call meditation. What when you say japam prepares for meditation, do you mean...
Meditation. See, japaha, repeated utterance is called japaha. How do you utter, mentally or orally? Utterance can be oral, isn't it? That's why I say, when you say loudly, it's a japaha. You see, repeated utterance must be there. Repeatedly, you repeat only one thing. One is called japa. Repeated utterance of what? A mantra. It will be called mantra japa. Mantrasya repetition. Mantra japa means repeated utterance of a given mantra. It can be Om Namah Shivaya or Om Namo Narayanaya or Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya or Om Namo Ramaya. Doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. Any one mantra. You can do Om Bhagavati Lakshinamurtaye. And with that, add with that whatever you do, Mahyam, Shriyam, Medham, Prajnancha, Prayacha, Swaha. That's a prayer. Exclusive prayer. Namaha itself implies prayer. It's a very elaborate. If you want, there's one talk by Swamiji exclusively on Namaha. You know that? Just the Namaha. Therefore, you can do, then add this Mahyam, Shriyam, Medham, Prajnancha, Prayacha, Swaha. They said that if you do it mentally, it is a meditation. What is meditation? Your attention is focused on a mantra or something which is us, which represents Bhagavan, it is meditation. If you focus attention on something which has nothing to do with Bhagavan, then we call it simple concentration. Isn't it? See, meditation is concentration, but concentration is not meditation. Therefore, meditation is not contemplation, but contemplation is meditation, concentration. Isn't it? Attention is focused. But what are you thinking of? We are very meditative all the time. All the time we are thinking of something or the other. Isn't it? Actually speaking, being focused, focusing your attention on only one thing for length of time. And what are you focusing your attention on, that converts your attention, your paying attention, the concentration into meditation. It must be Bhagavan Nama, only then it must represent Ishvara, then only then it is dhyanam, saguna dhyanam, meditation. Therefore, for hours, I think only of David's ticket. Is meditation? We think of that, no? For hours, I think only of the money. My God, I kept. Doctor gives some money. I don't know where I left it. I have come here. I can't go. We're all waiting here. I think of it all the where did I keep? Where did I keep it? Where did I keep it? Because money, you see. Where did I keep it? Where did I keep it? Where did I keep it? Only I think of that money dhyanam. Is dhyana meditation? No. Is simple attention, isn't it? Unforgetfully paying attention to something. So that I will do, come home and get it back. So we're all very meditative, we are very focused sometimes. But where am I focusing my attention? What am I focusing my attention on? That makes it. That's why if it is name of the Lord. Mostly, we don't do the forms. Forms mean which form? London Murugan, or some other Murugan, or Christ without Mary, or Mary with the baby, infant Jesus. Who should I meditate on? The form is a problem, isn't it? So form we don't need. That's why some Nama. Any form is, because so many forms, isn't it? Oh, I see only the tree or something. I think of some pot. I think of light. People ask, people always like this candle light. Light the lamp and focus attention on light. After you see the Om, written Om. You can do that. Then you get stuck there. Then if it's not there, you won't be able to focus. That is why Nama Japa is very good. It's a meaningful name of the Lord with the Namaha. Becomes a prayer, it's a japaha. Japaha is meditation. Understand? Japa is meditation. So manasa japaha is a meditation. Then study, along with the study, slowly what happened, what to study sometimes, you cannot take attention from that, isn't it? What you understood, that will come to your mind again and again and again. Then you are, where are you? You are with the subject matter of the Shastra means you are meditative again. The purpose of studying Shastra is what? You read Bhagavad Gita means, understand some concepts, understand certain things, you're thinking about it all the time, you know, it is. So Nididhyasana is not even something. Once you understand, clarity enhances, you'll be in contemplation. If I tell you I'm always in contemplation, can you believe? You can't believe. You can't understand that, what I mean. This is a fact. If you understand, you will be in contemplation. You'll be in contemplation. You won't be doing contemplation.
What I've noticed recently through coming to classes and through japa, as you say, is this whole process where the mind is usually involved with worldly things, with the nitya. But when it performs japa, when it listens, when it repeats the name of the Lord, or when it listens in the class, then the mind is transformed. And the more often that it's transformed, the more free the mind becomes.
Yeah.
The more free the mind becomes, the more it wants to...
Clearer you become as well, yeah.
The more it wants to come to class, the more it wants to hear. But it's a process of, a continual process of a movement towards the freedom of the mind.
Yeah, we have to do this slowly, slowly, slowly. Yeah, that's the good thing. Yeah. So now we can go for tea.